Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I just want to encourage you this morning. If you're an individual that kind of gets up in the morning and sits on the side of your bed and then you just kind of wind yourself up like a doll, you have this big winder on your back, just kind of wind yourself and you walked around like a little marching soldier going, "What about me? What about me? What about me? What about me?" I know this is not right. I've been thinking about me all day and I know this is wrong, but you know, it's like, if you know what's wrong, why do you follow that with, "But I'm still doing it"? That's sort of like a husband walking in, the wife says, "I know I'm not supposed to be in adultery, but she was beautiful." You know, it's like, come on. What? Don't you see how wrong that is? I mean, you would see that if your husband was doing that, or if your wife comes home and says, "I know this is wrong, but you know, the bag boy, you know, at the whatever." And I guess they do that now, right?
Do they have bag boys?
I don't know. I mean, we have bag girls. This is a different culture today. And, but you think about it, it's like the husband's like, "What? You know, like, don't you know that's wrong?" But it's right. The American culture is like, "I know that you're not supposed to do heroin, but I had to do a few lines today." And it's like, come on. The other side of that should not even be said.
Exactly.
And by the way, the other side of butt is never good. Mm-hmm. It don't matter what you say on the left side of butt, because there ain't nothing right on the right side of butt. Because when you say butt at the end of, so it could be some beautiful oracle, just great. You could be talking about salvation and the manifestation of God's glory and holiness and revival and how you're supposed to be before God. But if you say but at the end of that, let me tell you what that does. But is a word that nullifies, does away with everything you just said. And what you're saying is, what I'm about to say is what I really believe. And that's how a lot of people pull people over, because they just talk forever. "You know, I understand where you're coming from, and I can kind of see, you know, how you're going." And inside they're going like, "I don't believe this person." And they're kind of going with you like judo, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
"You know, but I was thinking," it's like, oh, everything they just said to you, you know, wash it out. You say, "Could you hold on a minute? I got to erase everything you just said in my head, because everything you said at this point was good, but you brought your butt into it. And now I got to listen to what's going to happen on the other side of butt." You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah.
It's like, is this a butt counseling session? Are you going to tell me everything is right? I'm talking about B-U-T. But the word "but" is a conjunction that nullifies everything afterwards. You remember that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Conjunction. What's your function? Hooking up phrases and making them function.
Oh wow.
Ands and ifs and buts and. You're probably listening to White now. Anyway,
White now.
White now.
Yeah, snake nail or something. Anyway, he's saved now. We'll just let it go. Don't even look at the tattoo. You know, listen, you gotta live on the right side of the butt. Left side of the butt. Don't say butt. And realize too, it's not unfair for somebody to confront you when your butt comes into the conversation, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, when someone comes in and just says, I don't care if they read Genesis or they read Matthew or they read Revelation to you and they said, "I'm in agreement with this." And even if they said, "So sweet," and they go, "But," you know, slam on brakes and just say, "Okay, hold on a minute. Let me shake my head like an Etch-a-Sketch, because all of that was nothing but flattery."
Mm-hmm.
You're about to tell me the real deal right now. And you know, plain as day, you know, if your husband came home and said, "I know I'm supposed to be loyal to you, and I know we got married 10 years ago, 5 years ago, but, you know, I saw this lady at the store selling perfume," and I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to say, hang on. You're going to forget everything on the left side of the butt.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to say, "We need to focus on the right side of the butt, because what you just said is what you're really," and that's for everybody. And America's been living on the right side of the butt. I mean, come on. We say all the right stuff. We sing the songs. We build buildings. We have a statement out there from some of the organizations that says, you know, "You're not going to be growing unless you're in debt." It's like, no, you're supposed to owe no man nothing. I mean, if we have debt, we're not happy about it. And we definitely aren't using it for a building program. Anyway, but people will come and they'll be fearful about the debt. And so people will come to help pay on the debt. And they're so fearful that they can't pay the debt, they'll go out and bring people into this building and they'll have more people to pay on the debt. And it's like, oh, we grew. No, your organization grew, but the kingdom of heaven didn't grow. And so we're living on, we got to get off the right side of the butt. We got to go back and say, listen, let our yeses mean yes and our noes mean no. And it's just time for us to be real. I mean, if you live your life on the right side of the butt, but you convinced everybody that you live on the left side of the butt, come on. That's called flattery. That's called flattery. And you're known by your fruit. And if you're, and your fruit is whatever, you know, after, what's after the butt. But if you live your life without a butt, you know, you just say how it is. And there's no, I mean, you should listen to your language, because sometimes we have some belief systems that we don't really realize that we're undoing what we just did. And it's just like, we're killing ourselves with our own words if we do that. You know, just, and we have to pay attention. Maybe I've been a butt. Maybe I've been one of those people that live on the right side of the butt. I might say all the right stuff and people agree with it, but they never realize when I transition. They don't realize I say it so nicely and so sweetly, and I justify my transition to the right side of the butt, that all of a sudden everybody buys into it. And they go, you know what? I've been living my life on the left side of the butt, but I see you say it so sweetly and you say the same things I say. You just added a little bit on the other side of butt, right? So what am I saying? I'm reading from Pat's script. No, obviously this is John's. But you know, do you know what I'm saying though? Isn't it frustrating? It's frustrating. Mm-hmm. And there's not anybody more frustrating than the ones who really know how to say but like nobody else. Mm. I mean, they're the ones that go, I see your point. As a matter of fact, I can empathize with you. I can kind of feel your pain. You know, Bill Clinton, I can feel your pain. And then all of a sudden in their speech, I was kind of like, you know, but I noticed. And it's like, oh, it doesn't matter what politics is on the left side of that or what values were set on the left side of that. What's happening on the right side of that? But I found out in my ventures in the political realm that my values changed, and I no longer have Arkansas values. Now I have Washington values. Mm-hmm. And it's just crazy. And it's like, you know, we got to quit falling for people who profess the left side of the butt, but live on the right side of the butt.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.